This past week saw quite a multicultural mix of musicians pay a visit to us in NPR's Studio 4A.
Il peut mettre un peu de reverb sur ma voix là, parce que là, là c'est sec. Hein?
Israeli pop star and keyboard player Idan Raikel settled in at the piano. Malian world music luminary Via Farka Touré sang and played guitar. With bandmates from Israel and Mali, the Touré Raikel Collective has just launched a North American tour to play music from their new CD. It's called the Tel Aviv Sessions. They played for us in our studio. Here's their song Hawa, which Via Farka Touré named after his daughter. That was the Touré Raikel Collective playing for us here in NPR Studio 4A. That was lovely. Idan Raikel is on the piano. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here.
And Via Farka Touré on guitar. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
If I can ask you, Idan, if you don't mind introducing your other band members.
So we have Suleiman on calabash, on percussion.
Suleiman Kane.
But yes. he played before with Ali Farka Touré too, yes.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, he's been around with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so he's an old calabash player.
Yes.
Great, and he's on, we should say, this is an old gourd that's been turned into a drum.
We have Amit Karmeli on bass from Israel.
Great, well, welcome to all of you. And I want to start by asking about the beginning, as you might imagine. Yes. I'm curious about the genesis of your relationship. I understand... You met randomly in a German airport?
Yes.
Yeah,
were you on the same flight? How did this happen?
No, it's not the same flight, but I think we...
We just were connecting flights to different... I was with my band, the Idan Raikel Project, uh-huh. And he was with his group. So it's important to say that I'm a big fan for his music and also for his dad's music for many, many years. So
say that Via's father, yes. A very famous Malian musician. And so you knew.
I already knew Via music for a long time. And it was always not even a dream just to play with him. But, you know, something that I thought it would be amazing to collaborate with. I invited him to play at the Opera House in Tel Aviv. And he came with his band for an unforgettable evening. And actually, our recording started that right after his performance at the Opera House. He told me, listen, let's just have a jam session somewhere. And we did it in a rehearsal room, kind of a semi-small studio. We just recorded what we played there for 3 hours.
Well, let's get back into the music. You're going to play another piece for us. What is this piece called?
Al-Kato. Peace and love too, you know.
Yes.
Peace and love.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's the Terray Reichel Collective playing for us here in NPR Studio 4A. I want to ask you, Vieux, about your dad.
Okay.
Ali Farka Terray, very famous musician in his own right. He passed away in 2006. And as I understand it, until very late in life, he actually didn't want you to be a musician. Is that true?
Yes.
Why?
I think it's for the bureaucracy.
The bureaucracy of music?
Of music. Yeah. This is why he don't, you know.
You don't think of music as being a big bureaucracy.
No, because when he's starting to play music, you know, he do too much problem. Mm. You know, the guys take him in Europe, everywhere, don't pay him.
It's just a hard way to make a living?
Yeah. So he say, no music for you.
What did he want you to do?
Army.
Army?
Yeah.
He wanted you to go in the Malian army?
Yeah.
That's a very different life.
Yes. Yeah, but my father's not a difficult guy. So if you like this, no problem. Go ahead.
He got over it.
Yeah, so.
I want to ask you, Idan, the piano is an instrument that's so rooted in Western traditions. That's at least, that's how we think of it. Does playing this kind of music allow you to play this instrument in a different way?
Yes. 15, 17 years ago when I was still in high school, I asked one of the greatest musicians in Israel that I admire, Mr. Yossi Fine, that also recorded with us in the album, asked him, how can I get better with just a way of finding myself in the music, finding my own world? He told me, just take CDs that you love, just play with them. Play accordion or play piano, just playing along with the CDs and have your voice. And I used to play a lot with the music of Ali Farka Touré. Mm. So I started playing the style that will fit to the atmosphere. So if there is a groove like... So I was starting finding the sound of how to prepare the piano in a way that... So it doesn't really sound like a piano, but just to find my own voice in it.
So you're actually, we should note, you're not just playing the keys on the piano. You're putting your hand physically inside the piano.
Yes.
He followed me when I played the...
Yeah.
So you're trying to mimic.
Yes.
You're trying to mimic Vieux.
You just know. To give him, to accompany him.
Accompany?
Accompany him so it will sound organic.
So that's so interesting, though. You developed that kind of complement to Malian music because you were practicing, you were playing along CDs of Vieux's father.
Yes. It's kind of a big circle, a long way that it all led to playing with Farka Touré.
I mean, it is kind of surreal, isn't it? When
yes.
you think this was a dream of yours since you were a kid.
Yes, yes. So I'm very happy that we met in this airport, you know.
Well, on that note, what would you like to play us out with?
We wish to invite a musician, a friend that joined us here in D.C., Frédéric Yonnet. He's a great harmonica player and he will play with us.
Okay, the Terray Reichel Collective. Let's take a listen.
All right.
That's the Touré Reichel Collective performing in NPR Studio 4A with harmonica player Frederick Yone. You can hear the full recordings from the session on our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.